Hi guys, it's March 26, 2020. This is going to be video four in my series, Is the Coronavirus Being Used as a Cover for Mass Arrests? And I'm going to start off with the one thing that happened this week that stuck out to me the most. So President Trump has been conducting briefings about the coronavirus every single day. And a few days ago, he was discussing how our military is going on missions to help get Americans who are stuck abroad in countries that are on lockdown as well. They're going on missions to get these people home. Okay, and he was talking about operations that have taken place in South America. And number one, that proves that military operations are going on. So that's number one, okay? But when he was talking about getting these Americans abroad that have been stuck home, he started talking about one girl in particular who they rescued and they brought home. And the press didn't bring this up. President Trump brought it up. And he strategically brought this up and he was drawing attention to this victim for a reason. So let me just read to you what President Trump said verbatim about this girl. He said, "Bad things were happening to her in a certain country, and we're under the feeling that we should keep it somewhat private. She's already been freed." Freed, okay? That means that she was detained, held, captured, trafficked, maybe all of the above. "And I have to tell you, General Milley and his people were unbelievable. They were not playing games. They got her out of a certain country where she was seriously abused, accosted. Whatever the maximum word is, other than death. That happened. But she got out and she's home with her parents." And then he went on to say that General Mark Milley does not play games. And that was some rough stuff. And if you watched President Trump make those statements, you could tell that he was very disturbed and solemn when he was speaking about this. Okay? So let's talk about the word accosted. One of the definitions for the word accosted is to solicit for sexual purposes. When I heard this, I immediately thought this girl was a child sex trafficking victim. Abused, accosted, and President Trump said, whatever the maximum word is other than death, that happened. We know that these cabal members who rape, torture, and traffic kids, they also do rituals on these kids. And these children are the victims of satanic ritualistic abuse, which includes torture, sexual abuse. They will make kids torture animals and other children and infants. It is literally the worst kind of abuse a child or anyone can endure, is the satanic ritualistic abuse. And these pedophile elites are the ones that engage in this kind of abuse against children. So when President Trump says she was accosted, I'm thinking she was probably sex trafficked. And then when he says the maximum word other than death, I don't even want to know what happened to this poor child. But the words that he's using, it's very clear to me that this child was the victim of the most horrific kind of abuse imaginable. And what I gather from the words that President Trump has used is that this victim was probably trafficked. And people that understand how Trump operates and understands how he talks and understands how he communicates with people like myself, whenever he brings something up or draws attention to something, it's always very strategic and it's always for a bigger reason. He's in the middle of a briefing about the coronavirus. He's supposed to be talking about a global pandemic that has to do with this virus. So does it make sense that all of a sudden he's talking about a girl who is the victim of most likely child sex trafficking and satanic ritualistic abuse? What does that have to do with the virus? What does that have to do with the virus? Unless my theory is correct, that this virus is being used as a front. And as I said before in my other videos, it is real. It was created by the deep state, but it is real. But the White Hats are using this virus as a cover to conduct military operations. And President Trump confirmed that this week. This was a military operation. This military operation was run by the highest ranking officer in the United States. The girl that was rescued by our fine members of the military, she was rescued in an operation run by the highest ranking military officer in the United States. What does that tell you? This story, I believe, is a much, much bigger story. And I believe there's a very good chance that this victim is possibly a high-profile case, is possibly a girl that went missing that was in the news, that is possibly a household name that you would all know. And I believe that President Trump planted the seed now to prepare the public for what is about to be unveiled in terms of the child sex trafficking and the victims and what the elites are doing to these kids, okay? There's not much information out about this girl, and there's some theories floating around, but the press, as far as I know, hasn't asked one question since that day about this girl. And that just, by the way, goes to show you how disgusting our mainstream media is. President Trump discussed how a girl who was the victim of literally the worst kind of abuse there is aside from death. And no one asks a follow-up question the next day just to see if she's okay. They don't even care to ask to see if she's okay. Like, I was in tears the entire night when I watched this press conference over this, because I know what they do to these kids. I know what they do to these kids and how awful it is. And my heart was just broken. My heart is broken for this child. I'm so happy that she's rescued and she's home with her parents now. But I'm so broken about what she had to go through. And it sickens me that the mainstream media didn't even care to ask how she's doing the next day, let alone any details about the operation, who she is, or what happens. But then again, that's probably strategic, because they're the ones that actively covered up Pizzagate. And they did that strategically, and they did that because the mainstream media is involved in Pizzagate. Many members of the mainstream media are involved in it. Not everyone, but the players at the top, many of them are. And that is why we have not seen any truth about Pizzagate in the mainstream media, which I've talked about in previous videos. But the details that have come out, I think the Wall Street Journal reported that the victim was rescued from Honduras. So I don't know if I fully trust that report, but there are other reports that have come out, and they've stated that she was an American citizen. So there's been a lot of theories as to who the girl is, and, you know, some people were saying Natalie Holloway, and some people were theorizing it could have been Madeleine McCain. And if she's an American citizen, obviously it couldn't be Madeleine, because she's not an American citizen. I think she was born in Europe. But there is something I want to talk about in terms of Maddie McCain, and that is, when she was abducted years ago, the police, this was in Portugal, the police did a police sketch of what the alleged kidnappers looked like. And there was three people allegedly involved in this kidnapping. Google the police sketch for Madeleine McCain's alleged kidnappers, and what pops up are sketches of three people. They are spitting images for John Podesta, Tony Podesta, and Ghislaine Maxwell, who was Jeffrey Epstein's child procurer. Furthermore, John and Tony Podesta were reportedly in Portugal when Maddie went missing. All right. So, food for thought here. What are the odds that the police sketches of these alleged kidnappers look like three people who we know are high profile child sex traffickers? I mean, you guys, Google the images. These sketches don't look just kind of like them. It's exact mirrors. The sketches look exactly like them. Seriously, what are the odds of that? Now, again, if this girl is an American citizen, obviously it's not Maddie. But I'm only bringing her up because when this incident happened and people were theorizing it could be Maddie, I remembered that good old Skippy Molesta, John Podesta, and creepy Tony Podesta. Google his art collection. It's disgusting if you haven't already. And Ghislaine looked identical to the sketches that came out of the alleged kidnappers. So that's something to look into. Teddy's barking right now. Okay. So, and I'm going to get back to the Podestas at the end of the video. So anyways, moving on from here. But keep an eye out for that story. That story is a much bigger story, I can tell. That is a big story. And just keep that in mind and be on the lookout for it. All right, so the next thing I want to talk about is, all right, so the storm's moving along here. We have the USNS Mercy and Comfort going to New York and LA. I believe that they've already arrived, okay? And they're in the harbors of New York City and LA. We know that New York and California are the states with the highest number of sealed indictments, all right? There was a report that came out, I think it was yesterday, talking about how the Mercy and the Comfort are deployed right now, not for coronavirus victims. And the story is that these ships are deployed for the alleged overflow at the hospitals. Well, I don't know if I buy that, and I'm wondering if these ships are being deployed for potential trafficking victims that will be soon rescued in military operations. We already know one girl was rescued this week in a military operation run by the highest ranking officer in the military. These operations are happening. President Trump confirmed that this week. So we just confirmed that there was one military operation where at least one girl, who was most likely trafficked, was rescued. So these ships going to New York and LA, I don't believe that they're going to be used for the overflow of patients from hospitals. I think that they're going to be used for something else. And my theory is they're going to be used for trafficking victims, possibly, or possibly wounded soldiers, maybe both. Some people are theorizing that these ships could be used to take prisoners to Guantanamo. I don't buy that theory, because if I know the Q team and if I know our military, they're not going to send ships named Mercy and Comfort to take these demons away. No. What does Q say? God will judge our enemies. We'll arrange the meeting. So, again, that's just another theory I have. There's a video that popped up today of tanks being transported via train through LA going eastbound. The naval base of Ventura County in Port Magoo tweeted that the convoy was a routine movement of supplies to continue support of the Department of Defense. Yeah, I don't buy that either. Sorry. What does Q tell us? Disinformation is necessary, and they're not going to announce that these tanks are actually rolling through the straits because the military is about to conduct the biggest takedown in the history of the world. No, they're not going to announce that. They want to keep people calm. They want to prevent mass chaos. They want to prevent a civil war. They want to prevent civil unrest. So there's a lot of misinformation that's put out there for your own safety, and it's necessary. And so I don't buy it. And we've seen videos and images for the past 2 weeks of military equipment and tanks and military vehicles being transported and deployed all over the United States. And the last article I read today about the National Guard is that they have officially been activated in every state. That was from the mainstream media, so I imagine that's probably true, but then again, you can't trust anything the mainstream media tells you. All right, tonight, Colorado issued an emergency text alert letting every person in the state know that Colorado will be on lockdown tomorrow. I'm bringing the emergency alert system up because Q talked about how the emergency alert system, so the text message system to inform people about happenings during an emergency, has been talked about by Q. So, Q talked about the emergency presidential alert system at least in two posts. And Q told us this was created for grave public emergencies. This countermeasures to override the fake news and the censors on social media. Okay, so Colorado had one of their emergency texts go out tonight. I just feel that that's very telling of what's to come. President Trump's administration created the National Presidential Alert System for this time. I believe that we'll be getting text messages from President Trump very soon. And I do believe that when that happens, it's possible that social media will be down, and it's possible that cable will be down as well. And I also think it's possible that we may not be able to even communicate via phones, and President Trump will only be able to communicate with us. Regardless, we do know that this presidential alert system was created, and Q told us that this was created as a countermeasure to override the fake news and the censors on social media. And something interesting that popped up today on the mainstream media is that the mainstream media is talking about not airing President Trump's coronavirus briefings. Think about that. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. The entire country is basically on lockdown. And we have a mainstream media that is discussing banning the president's briefings, okay? I mean, when President Trump says that the fake news is the enemy of the American people, that is an understatement. They are so evil. They hate you. They hate this country. They hate this children so much. And the Q team knew that. And that's why they knew that they had to create countermeasures such as the National Presidential Alert System. So Colorado, people are getting text messages via their alert system. I just think it's very telling and a sign of what's about to come in the near future. Okay, what else happens? Today, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers tweeted, a deployable tactical operations system is outside of our headquarters today. These vehicles are equipped to serve as an emergency command and control center and provide critical communications in times of significant man-made or natural disasters. I find it really funny that they wrote man-made and they put that first. And then natural disasters, man-made. Well, thanks, U.S. Army Corps, for just basically confirming for us that the coronavirus was man-made. Thank you, Bill Gates. All right. Oh, this is something else that happened that's really important. All right. This week, the DOJ seeks emergency powers, including the ability to petition a judge to indefinitely detain people without a trial during an emergency. This makes a lot of sense to me. We have over 150,000 sealed indictments. And each indictment could be more than one person. So you do the math on that. We could be talking about a few million people here that have a sealed indictment with their name on it. All right. So the fact that the DOJ is seeking these emergency powers to indefinitely detain people during an emergency, what that tells me is that when these mass arrests go down, no one's going to be able to get out on a loophole and nobody's going to be able to get out on bail. Okay? So that's really significant, and I'll get back to that in a second. General Flynn, people who have been following General Flynn on Twitter, he hasn't tweeted in years, but General Flynn communicates with us by changing his background photo on his Twitter profile page, and he just changed his background photo on his page today. And the photo is a picture of cloudy yellow skies. Here's the significance of cloudy yellow skies. Common wisdom advises people to seek shelter if the clouds above them turns a strange shade of yellow. Okay. Also, code yellow is used to alert teachers of a situation that could turn into a code red situation. So under code yellow, schools go on lockdown. And then furthermore, Joem just came out with a new video this week, and I saw it on Instagram. I assume it's on his YouTube page, but it's on his Instagram page, at Storm Is Upon Us, and I caught it right before I started taping this video tonight. And he was just basically rallying the troops, but in the video, he made a point of telling people to be safe this week. And in addition to that, I'm not going to go too much into the celebrity meltdown, but I noticed that a lot of these cabal members and celebrities who we know are guilty of crimes against children, they have continued their meltdowns and they are continuing to talk in code. And tonight we had Chelsea Clinton and Obama send tweets that were obviously in code. And you can go and check out Obama's tweet, but it looked like a distress signal to me. And in his tweet, there was a picture, there was four pictures and they formed a queue. And in one of the pictures, the White House is upside down and they use the mirror and the upside down tactics a lot. That's an Illuminati tactic. And Chelsea Clinton talked about how her mom delivered a bunch of pizzas and I believe to hospital workers, and she actually brought up Pizzagate, and she said that she knows that, you know, this was probably going to get all the Pizzagate conspiracy theorists wound up. And it's just, obviously she's talking in code, but with the amount of people that are awake to Pizzagate at this point in the game, it's like, why would she bring up Pizzagate? You know, it's, people know it's real now. Like, the cat's out of the bag, and the fact that she's drawing attention to it tonight, I mean, it's I'm happy about it. It's great because it's just going to wake up more people to Pizzagate. Right before I did my video, I did a search on Twitter for Pizzagate. I'm not on Twitter, but I can still go on Twitter and look to see what's trending. And I searched the hashtag Pizzagate, and every single post was a red pill post about Pizzagate. So that is pretty awesome. Okay, so let me just read to you one of Q's posts from, I believe it was November of 2017, because I know a lot of people, everyone wants to know, you know, what's happening and when everything is really going to go down and how it's going to go down and who's going to go down. And we all want to know. And the reality is no one knows except for the Q team, which Q has made that very clear. So all we can do is go through Q's drops and, you know, do research and theorize as to what is going on behind the scenes and how and when everything is going to go down. But there are a few people on Twitter that have come up with some really good theories that really resonate with me about some dates that could be solid dates for when we're going to actually start to see things happen. So let me read you this Q post. This was November 1st, 2017. Q Clearance Patriot. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11/3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11/4. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has been long broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system. during this time in an effort to provide a direct message, avoiding the fake news to all citizens. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Okay, I believe that this Q post, which was posted again November 1st, 2017, is relevant now. Okay, so how many things in here did Q talk about that I just mentioned that are happening? The emergency broadcast system is being activated in Colorado. Q talked about certain laws being lifted. Well, I just told you about how the DOJ is requesting that people who are arrested will stay in jail indefinitely during a times of emergency. So many things in this post is happening right now, okay? So, okay. The dates that Q put out on this post were 11-3 and 11-4 for the arrest of Mr. Podesta. And we don't know who that is. We don't know if it's John or if it's Tony. I hope it's both, but we don't know if it's who it is, okay? At least one of them. He's talking about one of them, John or Tony, all right? So maybe John or Tony will be the first big cabal arrest that will be announced. But here's what's interesting. I've been following Q since day one, and everyone that's been following Q, we've all been wondering about the dates 11-3 and 11-4, and those dates, by the way, don't have a year. And people that follow Q know that the one thing that is never clear from Q's post is when Q's posts are going to go into effect and basically be active and go live. And so because we're in a shadow war, and because Q is actively fighting this war, Q can't announce when things are going to happen. So that's why we're never given solid dates. So we have to try to decode when the actual things that Q has talked about, such as Mr. Podesta's arrest, are actually going to happen, okay? But there is a formula to figure out all of the dates. None of the Anons, I don't think, have been able to figure out that formula. However, some Anons do believe that the date 11-3 and 11-4 talking about Podesta's arrest, and then the date it's going to be actionable, which I believe means that's the date it's going to be announced. A lot of Anons are theorizing that those dates, if you flip them, because Q always says think mirror, those dates are actually 3-11 and 4-11. Okay? So if you think about it, the 30-day travel ban started on 3-11, okay? Q has said done in 30. Well, that date leaves us at 4-10-20. So some Anons are theorizing that John Podesta actually was arrested on 3-11, and that his arrest will actually be announced on 4-11. Well, the 30-day travel ban is supposed to end on 4-10-20, and that is Good Friday, and that is also 4-10-20 is President Trump's initials numerically. So a lot of people believe that when the travel ban ends, which is 4-10-20, that will be the last day of our lockdown. And 4-11-20 will be the day that Mr. Podesta's arrest will be announced. President Trump said today that this lockdown is going to be over with sooner than you think. And I think I said that in my last video, but he said today that he believes that we'll be back in church for that Easter Sunday. So what's interesting about this theory is that if this theory is correct, that means that those dates for John Podesta's arrest, or Tony, whoever Mr. Podesta is, and the announcement of it has been in front of us the whole time. And Q has said, you have more than you know. And Q has said, think mirror. And all we had to do was just flip those numbers and we had the dates, assuming that this theory is correct. But I think there's a very good chance it is. And if it is correct, then that would mean that John Podesta or Tony Podesta would be the first big arrest announcement. So we'll see. But earlier I was talking about Madeleine McCain, and it's just interesting because this girl was rescued from South America, and, you know, there is evidence that John and Tony Podesta were implicated, let's just say, in her kidnapping. And so, I don't know. It's just interesting. Again, if she's an American citizen, obviously it can't be Maddie, but if she is an American citizen, then I think it's very possible. Anyways, okay, the last thing I want to talk about is President Kennedy's grandkids. So this has been going around the internet, social media. If you guys follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you've probably seen this by now. But so we have all of the celebrities melting down. I mean, they're losing their minds. I've been covering celebrities for 20 years. I used to cover them full time. I've flown all over the world working for different entertainment magazines, covering some of the biggest scumbag celebrities. And I've seen them act very crazy. But I've never seen anything as crazy as the way that some of these celebrities, the ones that we know are the most guilty, have acted in the past few days. Ellen, oh my gosh, she's absolutely losing her mind. She's practically in tears in most of her videos. It's obvious she's talking in code. Rita Wilson is completely losing her mind today. On her Insta story, she kept writing a Q. Who else? Madonna is, the bathtub, and she's singing about nuclear war, like David Spade. There's so many, I can't even keep track of them. But as all of these cabal celebrities are losing their minds, and they're singing about how there's no heaven, and they're singing about the New World Order, and they're singing about the New World Government, President Kennedy's grandkids came out and they did a video singing to the song Timber. And people that have been following Q from the beginning know that Timberwolf was the Secret Service code name for George Bush Sr. And George Bush Sr. was behind the assassination of President Kennedy. So for them to be singing about Timber, that's obviously a code. And I believe that they are trolling these cabal celebrities that are singing about pizza and fish and nuclear war and the New World Order. And by the way, as these cabal celebrities are singing about all these weird things, they're losing their minds. President Kennedy's grandkids are singing about Timberwolf, and they're laughing, they're smiling. And if you listen to the words, some of the lyrics, here's just some of the lyrics from the song Timber. End of the night, it's going down. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. I'll be the one you won't forget. It's going down. Look up the lyrics to the song. It's just, there's so many columns in that song, it's crazy. But okay, so JFK's grandkids came out with the song, and they're gleeful, they're celebrating, and I think that this is a pretty strong sign that they are celebrating, because they know that the cabal that was behind President Kennedy's assassination in conjunction, obviously, with Bush Sr., is about to go down. And so they're singing, literally singing, it's about to go down. And they're celebrating and they're happy. And anyways, so I just wanted to read you some other tweets that came out the other day after this video came out. So the John F. Kennedy Jr. Twitter account, which I recommend following, it's at John_F_Kennedy, posted, "The key that opens all doors, the start." Oh, shoot. Sorry, guys. My laptop signed out. I hate when this happens. Okay, so that Q post, let me just read it to you really quickly. It's Q post 1082, POTUS and JFK Jr. friendship, POTUS and JFK Jr. relationship, plane crash 1999, HRC Senate 2000, the start, enjoy the show, Q. Okay, Q's basically telling us that the deep state and Hillary had plans to assassinate Jr. because he would have won the Senate race, she wouldn't have won, and they couldn't have their beloved demonic future president lose that Senate seat, all right? So then we have, and Q's told us that 1990 was the start of the Q team, okay? You know, when JFK Jr. allegedly, you know, died in his plane crash. All right, so George News, which is a news organization that popped up a few months ago, which I believe is an extension of George Magazine, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. Their Twitter handle is at The Collective Q. And just so you know, if you follow this Twitter handle, they travel with the president. They post pictures from inside Air Force One. They're behind the scenes during military operations. Whoever is running George News is a close pal of POTUS, and they have inside access. They have better inside access than any media outlet out there. It's pretty obvious. So this is what George posted after President Kennedy's grandkids released that video. "A hero will rise, victory of life, Easter Sunday, life conquers death, God wins." And then I'll just end with this beautiful quote from JFK Jr. "I will expose my father's killers, no matter who they are, even if I have to bring down the government." Awesome. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. All right. Clearly I can't sing. Anyways, all right, I'm tired. If you guys want to support me, you can donate to paypal.me/LizCroken. You can buy my Q hats on Liz-Croken, my Shopify.com. This was signed by President Trump's campaign manager, Brad Pasquarelli. Thanks, Brad. And, oh, my shirts. That is from George News. So go to george.news if you want some awesome Q gear. They have some of the best Q gear. And my shirt reads 1367, Q drop 1367, pain. All right, guys. Have a good night. See you soon.